Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
These luscious locks don't just show up by themselves. My secret? Tech news. We already knew that AMD is planning on joining ARM and Intel and using hybrid big.little designs in their processors, and now, a new patent has given us some insight into how Team Red's hybrids will handle assigning tasks to either a big, powerful core or a little, power-efficient one. The CPU will have hardware to monitor both memory and processor utilization, both of which will be higher for more intensive tasks, as well as the memory access data rate. If those metrics are high for a particular task, the CPU can pause its first core and then move the task over to a more powerful core, or vice versa, if the task doesn't require as many resources. It's kind of like what they do with the DMV, and I immediately lost interest. DMV. Well, the rumors say we might not see this in action until the Ryzen 8000 lineup arrives in about 3 years or so.
It's over 8000! Sorry. Keep going.
It's the next generation after that.
All right.
So we have time to get excited again. I mean, hybrids are cool. Terminator?
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth? Yeah.
You know, is that Netflix show? You know about it?
I don't, actually.
It's got a deer boy.
Facebook, the company I trust least to meddle with AI, and I do trust them the least, continues to do so regardless of my wishes. Their latest project is called Text Style Brush, a name that must have also been AI generated.
It's just as good as any of the others.
They're just generating AI names for other AIs that generate AI names, and they're just going to keep going back and forth forever. This system looks at the way a single word is written or handwritten, and then recreates that same text style. Meaning it could be used not only to identify or replicate a hard-to-find font, but also to duplicate someone's handwriting. A skill that would come in handy to, say, I don't know, claim that someone authorized the use of their data when they didn't.
Oh, I'm gonna use that.
Mark! The system works even if the image of the original text is off-center or a little unclear. Although it isn't perfect, the initial results have been impressive to the interns responsible for sourcing more data for the Zuck to vacuum into his gaping maw.
He's got a problem. I'm calling a psychologist.
There's only so much you can do for a lizard person. I mean, either he's a lizard person or like an actual robot, in which case him actually being a vacuum cleaner makes sense. If you're still using Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 for your gaming rig, maybe because you've got some legacy titles that run better on those platforms, or because you just like them better...
Reminds me of my childhood.
That's a little sad. NVIDIA is going to be pulling the plug on driver support on the 31st of August. The move does make sense from NVIDIA's perspective, as around 93% of Steam gamers are already running Windows 10, and continuing to direct resources towards supporting older operating systems is a pretty big waste of time, unless you're a software preservationist. Not to mention, we're already probably seeing Windows 11 next week, so it's probably time to get with the times anyway, right? Team Green's announcement also said that GeForce 600 and 700 series cards will also cease being supported on the same date.
What?
So... NVIDIA, that's just mean. What about my 680 Classified? I had a 680 Classified, and it was a really expensive card, and I want to keep it.
Yeah, a cool font on it.
Yeah, and I flashed it with Mac BIOS and sold it. Okay. But soft! What wryly through yonder video breaks?
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by the Quick Bits of Books, Blinkist. It's the app that takes the best insights and important info from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them into about 15-minute chunks. Read or listen to audio summaries in a wide variety of categories. We're talking business, finance, parenting, self-help, philosophy, and they've got full audiobooks now too, with up to 65% off for premium subscribers. Want to learn how to speak to machines? Read How to Speak Machine, which prepares us for our tech-dominated future. Or read The AI Economy, to learn how robots will take your job. Everyone can get the 7-day free trial and cancel anytime, but the first 100 people to go to our link, blinkist.com/techlinked, will also get 25% off a full membership. So click the link below to check it out.
If you've never tried Quick Bits, well, do not do it. they give you a wicked heartburn. This weekend, Flight Simulator will be coming to Xbox Series X and S, as well as the Xbox Game Pass on July 27th, which is sure to please console gamers who have been stuck in customs since the game's PC launch. No word yet on whether Microsoft will offer a hotel room as compensation for Xbox fans being stuck on the tarmac for so long. John, these are the worst jokes.
John, please.
Speaking of bad jokes, Amazon's Luna game streaming service will be coming out of early access on June 21st with a 7-day free trial. And Amazon is trying to sweeten the pot with a current discount on the Luna controller. It won't be included as part of your regular Prime membership fees, a la Prime Video, but it still might be worth forking over the $6 a month you were spending on your subscribe and save order of that fancy 3-ply toilet paper.
I only the best for my butt.
I like 3-ply. On Sunday, Elon Musk tweeted that Tesla will start allowing Bitcoin transactions again if Bitcoin mining gets over 50% clean energy utilization.
We're going back and forth here.
Yeah.
Snip, snap.
This is why Bitcoin can't make any progress. People are just like, oh, I'll take it. Oh, wait, no. Oh, no. Well, maybe a little bit, but no. It's currently estimated that Bitcoin mining gets less than 40% of its energy from renewables. So the 50% target is a little ways off, but perhaps still in sight. Bitcoin's price jumped back up above $40,000, marking a nearly 10% increase after the tweet. If only I could make LNG's stock go up that easily. I mean, assuming we had stock,
maybe
we should sell stock on LTTStore.com. But right now, you're probably just going to be sticking to these awesome shirts. And you know how NVIDIA relaunched its 2060 lineup for a while to help fill the GPU shortage? That appears to be coming to an end, at least to an extent, as NVIDIA is reportedly slowing down production of these older cards to crank out more 3000 series cards. Hopefully this will be good news for broad availability, as NVIDIA is now limiting mining hash rates on all 3000 GPUs anyway, which might deter miners from continuing to scoop them up in bulk like a scoop of bulk buy profit generating cashews. Or something.
A solid analogy.
Yes. And if you thought the Razer Toaster was cool, get a load of what Microsoft is prepping for the 2021 holiday season. They're releasing an Xbox mini fridge, presumably as a response to many observers saying that the Xbox Series X actually already looks like one. An over-the-top trailer claims it uses Xbox Velocity cooling architecture. But I just hope it won't give me the red ring of death and I open the door to discover a room temperature Beppis.
Oh my gosh. Peppis?
That's our show. Come back Wednesday for more tech news, chilled to a refreshing 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
I have no idea. Is that below zero?
It's below zero. It's above zero in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, we don't do Fahrenheit here.
Yeah, but, you know, 32 is zero, so 35 is, like, almost on the edge of, like, it's perfectly chilled, you know?
Episode's over.